This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continued its military operations in Gaza on Monday, with northern Gaza showing signs of widespread destruction. Israel launched its campaign last month to annihilate Hamas, the militant group which runs the Gaza Strip, after Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel, killing civilians. Around 1,200 people died and 240 were dragged to Gaza as hostages, according to Israel's tally, in the deadliest day in its 75-year history. Since then, thousands of Gazans have been killed and two-thirds of the population made homeless by a relentless Israeli military campaign. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to take less intrusive action as the fight with Palestinian militants encircles Gaza's biggest hospital. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Shifa Hospital has had no power or water for 3 days. Thousands have fled amid the gunfire and bombings outside the sprawling facility.
The hospital must be protected.
The president followed minutes later by his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has spoken with Israel about that.
And they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
Israel says Hamas is using the hospital as a command center without giving evidence. Sullivan would not speak to what U.S. intelligence knows, but says there are no easy answers for Israel as it tries to root out the militants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's 2024 re-election team on Monday said former President Donald Trump had embraced the language of Nazi German dictator Adolf Hitler by using the word vermin to refer to his political enemies. This is VOA News. A surge in attacks by Jewish settlers against Palestinian farmers is expected to reduce olive oil production in the West Bank, according to the Palestinian Farmers Union. Jan Boschat has the story.
In the picturesque Palestinian village of Salfit, nestled in the northern West Bank, Jabal Abu Slimi, a seasoned farmer, is bracing for a challenging year. While his olive trees are thriving, he says he won't be able to harvest at least 30% of his groves. Like many Palestinian farmers, Slimi says he is too afraid to work on the farmlands that are close to the Jewish settlements around his village. Since the October 7th attacks by Hamas militants on Israel, incidents against Palestinian farmers have surged in the West Bank. Yemwe Shah, VOA News, Salfit, the West Bank.
Former British Prime Minister David Cameron has made an unexpected return to high office. He was appointed Foreign Secretary on Monday in a major shakeup of the Conservative government that also saw the firing of divisive Home Secretary Suala Braverman. It's rare for a former British leader and non-lawmaker to take a senior government post. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was under growing pressure to fire Braverman, a divisive figure popular with the right wing of the governing Conservative Party, who drew anger for accusing police of being too lenient with pro-Palestinian protesters. New U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson faces his biggest legislative battle this week. His first one, as he tries to convince his fractious Republican Party majority to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
His unusual two-step approach, which was unveiled over the weekend, would extend funding for many government operations through the middle of January, while defense funding would run through early February. But some House Republican hardliners were already pushing back at Johnson's stopgap bill that would not otherwise cut spending. That puts Johnson into a similar position his predecessor Kevin McCarthy was in before his historic ouster, when he needed Democratic votes to keep the government open.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday adopted its first formal code of conduct governing the ethical behavior of its nine justices, bowing to months of outside pressure over revelations of undisclosed luxury trips and hobnobbing with wealthy benefactors. The court has been buffeted for months by revelations regarding justices over undisclosed trips on private jets, luxury vacations, real estate and recreational vehicle deals, and more. Most of the ethics revelations involved Justice Clarence Thomas, one of the court's most conservative members. I'm Joe Ramsey.